This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You teased something earlier.
I'm going to get to it now.
About the NFL players in Las Vegas. And I think this is so hypocritical of the NFL owners and the NFL front office that it is just absolutely pathetic that these NFL players will be fined.
So the NFL, as you know, now has a team in Vegas.
Oh, really?
The Raiders. They'll start in
the NFL owners can go to Vegas. They can do whatever they want in Vegas.
Yeah.
They basically can actually build and put a build a stadium and put a team in Vegas.
That's correct. So there's an event in Vegas. It's the Las Vegas arm wrestling competition. All right?
Yep.
They invite a number of NFL players to participate in this event. The event is known as the Pro Football Arm Wrestling Championship. It took place a couple days ago,
yep.
April 5th to the 9th in Las Vegas. And full transparency, it will air on CBS on May 27th.
CBS or CBS Sports Network?
CBS. The main network.
Okay.
Channel 2. It'll air May 27th, May 28th, and June 3rd. So an NFL TV partner is airing it. It's promoted. It's marketed. Mm. It's not one of these like backdoor deals where, hey, we'll bring you in the back. We'll give you $5,000, show them at the club. This could be more public. People are invited to come watch it. There's an audience for it, and it's going to be televised. So they bring in James Harrison from the Steelers, Kenny Stills from the Dolphins, Navarro Bowman from the Niners, Marquette King, the Raiders punter. They're among the active NFL players who participated in the event.
Right.
Marshawn Lynch, who is coming back to the Raiders, mm-hmm. Was in it. And all in all, there were 30 players, current and former NFL players, 30 of them. Every one of the active players is going to be fined now by the NFL for participating in the Las Vegas arm wrestling event because none of them sought pre-approval. It's a violation of the gambling policy, according to Joe Lockhart, the NFL's executive VP of public affairs. He's not the one dictating it. He's just the voice, not his fault. And the players will be fined. So here's the question.
What's going to happen when the Las Vegas Raiders actually move to Las Vegas?
They're going to be fined for being there.
And the players live there. And I understand why these rules are in place. I understand all that. But there is just no way that you can play for the Raiders, live in Las Vegas,
and never
participate in something. And by the way, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Brandon Marshall happens to be an active player for who?
Brandon Marshall?
Yeah.
The New York Giants.
All right. I only ask you this because we both know Brandon, and we know that he's here locally in the New York. I could have picked any player. I could have picked Odell Beckham Jr. Good. I could have picked Bryce Petty. I could have picked anybody. You're going to tell me they cannot go on a vacation to Las Vegas and stay at a casino or stay at one of the beautiful hotels out there?
They may not, without being fined. They'll be fined for it, which is a joke.
Wait a minute. So you're going to tell me Brandon can't bring his family and stay at the Wynn Hotel?
He may not. They'll be fined for it.
And just not to make an appearance there, but just to go there as a on vacation.
Cannot be inside a casino.
Spend his own money.
Nope.
Go down to Atlantic City, stay at the beautiful Borgata.
Can't go to Mohegan Sun. Can't go there.
Now, you and I know. We go down to Borgata. Yep. I go down there for a different reason. I go down there because I like the restaurants.
Yep.
I like, you know, when they have the great concerts and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not a gambler like you are.
You might wager $500.
If I'm into it, if I get the itch to do it, I may do it.
Right.
But I go down there for the other reasons.
Yep. Right. You're not allowed to. You can't.
Well, I can.
It's hypocritical. It's wrong. These players should not be fined. They don't have to ask pre-approval. It's a CBS televised event. And the players should be pardoned from any type of fine. And where's the NFLPA? I mean, if any one of these players writes a check, that's a joke. You have a team in Vegas. The notion of we are always going to be a purient league and not support the notion of the obvious wagering that happens on our sport is now in the garbage. You bless. And by the way, they should have said yes to a team in Vegas. It makes a lot of sense.
Does the NBA have a policy like this? Do you know?
I'd have to check. I mean,
you know, wasn't like Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan and all those guys just absolutely just hang out there knee deep in all that stuff?
Yes, they were. So I'm assuming, I mean, I know for a fact Allen Iverson, all of them. All the guys you mentioned.
Does the NBA have a policy like that? I doubt it. I can't imagine. And the NHL, by the way, has all their postseason award show. It's in Vegas.
Right.
And now the NHL is putting a team in Vegas.
That's exactly right. Listen, Adam Silver wants to be able to bet on his games legally. He gets it.
Because he wants to make more money. That
he understands it.
That guy knows how to create money for the players and the owners.
I also don't understand why an NFL player can't sit down at a roulette wheel. I understand the sportsbook aspect, clearly. I get that.
I know why they don't want him there. They don't want to get him caught up in losing a lot of money and be beholden to people that live in that world.
That can control their
performance. Or in some way, shape, or form get some sort of information. But then what does the NHL and what does the NBA do?
Well, I think it was different under David Stern than it is under Adam Silver. Because David Stern had a crusade against players gambling. Adam Silver is supportive, not enough of the players gambling, obviously, but of people gambling on his product.
I've never heard of any story. Like, we were in Vegas. Who was at the Mayweather fight?
Bunch of celebrities.
Who were we sitting next to?
Brandon Marshall was in front of us.
So you could tell me that he was fine for going
Tom
to the fight?
Tom Brady was 20 rows in front of us.
They were fine to go in the fight. Your boy Gronk was knee-deep into whatever he was knee-deep into.
Yeah. They're not supposed to be in the casino.
Come on, stop.
I'm agreeing with you. It's stupid. But these players are getting fined.
What is the NBA policy? Can you pull up the NBA policy?
I'm trying to find it.
NBA policy on players in Las Vegas.
Well, listen, the NBA is going to have a team in Las Vegas. 100%.
Of course they will.
They will expand
soon.
What
do you think that stadium was built for? It wasn't built just for NHL.
Talking about the T-Mobile Center?
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be basketball. You have the Knights there.
Yep.
When do they start? Next year or another
next
year?
Next year.
So next year, the Golden Knights will be there.
We're going to have the expansion draft, then we're going to have the NHL draft, then we're going to have all that kind of stuff coming up after this crazy playoff gets ready to get started
this week. You'll have a four-team expansion in the NBA.
Four teams?
Yeah, they'll put a team back in Seattle. They will put a team in Las Vegas, and then there'll be two East Coast teams to match it.
East Coast teams?
Yeah.
Where? Hartford? Nobody's going to go there.
Well, I should say Eastern Conference teams. They will be...
Why don't they have a European league is what
no,
they should.
No, you don't want that.
The NBA should have six teams in Europe.
That's I have no interest really in that. It's my sport. Stays right here
they
in
should
my
have
country.
Six, it's, you know, it's an international
they
game.
They want to come here and play.
And I would say the NHL should do the same thing.
There will be a team... In Missouri?
I don't think the NFL, it's great to do that, but I think these other teams with these smaller venues, and if you had LeBron James coming to play in Rome,
or
you had LeBron James playing in London, or you had LeBron James playing in Barcelona.
We call it the Olympics.
I mean, no. Could you imagine that if you had like an East, that's what I would do. If I were the NBA or the NHL, I would definitely have teams in Europe. Definitely.
Boomer card on the fan.
European division easily.
877-337-6666.
I think the NBA can actually go into Asia too as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.